It's time for another segment of Back to the Movies with Melanie Cutting. Welcome, Melanie.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm happy to say that this week I did see a movie, one that I've been, in fact, kind of looking forward to seeing. There were a couple of movies that began this past Friday, and the week before that, there was essentially nothing new. So it was good to see, to have available a couple of movies. Of those couple, one is largely a children's film called Lilo and Stitch, but it's a live-action version of Lilo and Stitch. It's mostly that series has been cartoon, mostly animation, and it looks fun and interesting, but definitely for kids. And now, as I say, it is both. There's some animation, but mostly it's live action, and it's doing quite well. I think kids like it, and the critics are okay with it. They think, oh yeah, this is pretty good. But the one that we did see is called Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning, and it's the eighth of the Mission Impossible movies, which have been going on for a few years now, and it was based on a TV show of the 60s called, of course, Mission Impossible. And it was a very popular TV series. And when that ended, or maybe even before it ended, they said, let's start doing movies based on this character. So Ethan Hunt is the principal character, and he's played by Tom Cruise. And there's typically a number of different women who are part of the show. This episode and the one prior to that feature fine British actress named Hayley Atwell. And S.A. Morales plays the villain, and Simon Pegg and Ving, I may not pronounce this correctly, Ving Rhames play part of the integral parts of the Mission Impossible team. And they're also very entertaining. What stands out the most in this movie, one is that it's the last one, and hence the name, Final Reckoning. And it follows very much on the seventh one. And I think people have been enjoying the Mission Impossible films, but after a while, they're probably saying, you know what, probably this having it be the last one is fine. And this villain, the bad guy in this one, is an AI critter who is basically about to destroy the world. And it seems to be all on Ethan Hunt, Tom Cruise's shoulder to save the world. And no big surprise, he does. And he does it in usual sort of Mission Impossible Tom Cruise form, which is, despite his what is becoming sort of an advanced age now, Tom is still in really good shape. And he does amazing, amazing stunts. I won't go into great detail, it's only actually towards the end of the movie that there's some, truly astonishing stunts involving airplanes. But he also does his own stunts under sea and in just in so many different ways, in cars. He's amazing. And I think that's at least one of the reasons why people go to see this movie. And many, although all of the Mission Impossible films, is to watch Tom Cruise basically shine in the role of Ethan Hunt, who can essentially do anything. And as it turns out, in this episode, the last one, he does indeed save the world. So everybody was breathing a sigh of relief. However, it takes almost 3 hours for him to save the world. And I've noticed that in this episode compared to some previous ones, the part involving rather stunts is quite a bit longer than the others. Like, he's just doing more stunts for a longer period of time, but it's worth watching. I was never sleepy. My husband and I were both quite awake and interested in what was going on. As I said, his Simon Pegg and Ving Rhames and Hayley Atwell are excellent in their supporting role. So I would say, yeah, if you would want to see a movie that will keep your attention for this period of time and give you something new to look at quite often, then I would say, yeah, this is the one to go to. And currently it's playing locally in both a regular but nice theater and also the Atmos Lux Theater, which is not regular. It's really lovely. It's comfortable and sound is great. It's a little more money, but it's kind of worth it. So I would recommend this one for people who love the movies and they want to go and see a movie that you actually need to be in a theater to appreciate. This is the one. Really quickly now, I'll just kind of wrap things up. I mentioned Lilo and Stitch, which is also playing locally and is doing quite well. It's a kid's film. There is another film also playing at the Maison de Cinema, Friendship. And it's an English movie. I believe it's in French with English subtitles or English, probably English with French subtitles. And it's listed as a comedy. I don't know what it is. What I saw didn't frankly look like a comedy, but that's how it's listed. So that would be one that perhaps pick up the week after this one. Lilo and Stitch is another one. There's another one called Hurry Up Tomorrow, which I believe is a horror movie, of which there are many, many horror movies. There seems to be more horror movies than just about anything else. So if you like horror movies, you're good to go. And the other one, which is still there, no, it's not. It's there, but it's only in French. As I've mentioned many times, when at some point in time, movies that are offered in English end up being no longer in English within 2 weeks, perhaps. And then suddenly, even though it doesn't tell you in the program, but in fact, it is no longer in English. So mostly what's available now in English is what I just mentioned. There's Lilo and Stitch. There's Mission Impossible. There's a movie called Friendship. And maybe a horror movie called Ultimate Destination. And that's kind of about it. So you're in good shape if you are happy to go to a movie and watch a movie in a movie theater in both languages. Sadly, my French is not honestly good enough to do that. So I kind of have to pick and choose and pick out the movies in English that I'm especially interested in, of which there are quite a few still. But again, if you wait too long, you may end up discovering that the movie that you thought you were going to be able to see in English is simply not there anymore. So go when you can, but make it quickly. Anyway, I think I don't have a whole lot more to say, just the usual. It's the prices are still good. They're not, obviously not free, but they're good, and the theaters are comfortable, particularly the Atmos Lux Theater is definitely going to, even if you spend a little more money, you are so comfortable, and it's such an enjoyable theater experience. I would recommend that at least once to give it a shot.
Okay. Well, thanks very much, Melanie.
That's about it.
Okay.
Yeah, we're done. Okay.
Okay. Talk next week. Have a good week. Bye.
Okay. You too. Bye-bye.